With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Senate Republicans blocking the Democrats' Right to Contraception Act. Here's correspondent Bob Agnew.
Since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, Democrats have used the issue to rally pro-abortion voters. Now Senator Katie Britt says Democrats are engaged in what she calls a summer of scare tactics and fear-mongering by suggesting the need for new legislation to protect contraception. Britt notes contraception remains available in every state and that she and other Republicans support it. Access to contraception is already protected nationwide by two landmark Supreme Court rulings. Bob Agnew reporting.
House Republicans have issued criminal referrals against President Biden's son and brother. Hunter Biden and James Biden are accused of making false statements to Congress as part of the GOP's impeachment inquiry. Republicans have written to the Justice Department and recommended prosecution. Also at srnnews.com, Texas Congressman Michael McCaul threatens to issue a subpoena to force former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki to testify before Congress about President Biden's withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan in 2021.
McCaul chairs the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He sent a letter to Psaki's attorney dated Wednesday, noting she did not respond to earlier requests to testify before the committee, calling it, quote, an affront to this committee and the U.S. House of Representatives. In the letter, McCaul drew references to a recent book called Say More that Psaki published about her time working for President Biden. He says, quote, Ms. Psaki is a private citizen who has published her insight into the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan for public consumption and personal profit. Ms. Psaki's duty to appear before Congress is manifest, and her former employee's desire to avoid congressional oversight is not relevant. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
This is SRN News. A federal appeals court hearing arguments this week over the firing of a pro-life flight attendant.
At the heart of the arguments was whether a flight attendant was fired for her religious beliefs or for her improper conduct when she sent graphic pro-life material and disparaging messages to a union leader. Southwest Airlines and the union are seeking to reverse an $800,000 reward to the Christian woman. The case also involves an earlier judge's contempt order requiring three of the airline's attorneys to undergo religious liberty training. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Pakistani police say a Christian man who was accused of blasphemy and attacked by a mob has died of his injuries. More than 100 Muslims arrested last month and charged under the anti-terrorism laws for assaulting a Christian father and son over allegations they desecrated pages of Islam's holy book. This is SRN News. Israel receiving a morale boost from U.S. lawmakers. The latest from media lines, Felice Friedson.
The House has passed legislation sanctioning the International Criminal Court for its decision to issue arrest warrants for Israel's prime minister and defense minister. While the action lacks teeth, it's nevertheless a strong signal in opposition to the condemnations of Israel by the court. Critics argue a moral equivalency is being created between Hamas terrorists and more than 1,200 Israeli murder and kidnap victims. Although the measure was bipartisan with 42 Democrats on board, some Democrats complained they would have preferred a stronger bipartisan effort around a similar piece of legislation that could make it through the Democratic-controlled Senate and to the president's desk if he chooses to sign. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.